Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Civil rights, youth justice, and legal reform organizations are out with a letter slamming a city council proposal that would allow Chicago police to enact immediate teen curfews. Groups like the ACLU of Illinois call the proposal a tired and failed approach to public safety and say it opens the door to constitutional rights violations. Amanda Yaruso is a civil rights attorney with the National Lawyers Guild.
Basically, what it allows is once something like this has been declared, now a police officer has a basis to go up to any teenager and stop them, potentially arrest them. It's hard enough to know what to do and to stand up for your rights in that kind of an encounter as an adult, but let alone as a teenager.
Sponsoring Alderman Brian Hopkins is attempting to address large gatherings of teens that can sometimes turn chaotic or violent. The mayor's office says they're negotiating but won't accept any new curfew restrictions. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson may have a tough hill to climb this week when he heads down to Springfield. A spokesman for Governor J.B. Pritzker says he and the mayor are scheduled to meet Wednesday. Pritzker says he will listen to what Johnson is seeking from the state, but there's only a few weeks left in a months-long budget-building process.
When we have a tight budget year, everybody obviously wants more out of our state budget, and we'll do whatever we can. The city of Chicago is an economic engine for the state, but there are also a lot of other cities across the state of Illinois and a lot of people across the state that deserve our support.
Johnson's expected to ask for small revenue hikes, like reviving a tax on prepaid cell phones and calling cards. But Pritzker reiterated that he hasn't heard much from Johnson in the time that he's been mayor. Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke out in support of Illinois' student loan borrowers yesterday. Trump officials have announced that they are resuming collections on defaulted student loans for the first time in 5 years. The president had already cut back on affordable repayment options and loan cancellation for public service workers. Speaking at the University of Illinois Chicago, Governor Pritzker said,
"If that weren't enough, they're planning to start shaking up ordinary working people by garnishing their wages and Social Security benefits to collect on defaulted loans from those who are struggling to make ends meet."
He called on students and their families to speak up and demand the president prioritizes their education and not tax cuts for the wealthy. A Chicago fire captain will be laid to rest this morning, nearly a week after he died in a garage fire that police say was intentionally set. Doug Davidson was friends with Captain David Meyer before Meyer joined the Chicago Fire Department nearly 30 years ago. Back then, Meyer worked as a carpenter, often building display units inside retail stores. When Meyer got the chance to join the fire department, he didn't hesitate. Davidson recalls,
"I remember we talked after he got the letter saying he had been selected to go to the academy. I said, you really like your job doing what you're doing in store build-outs. He said, yeah, I love it. I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, the fire department, obviously."
Meyer leaves behind a wife and 4 kids. The 44-year-old Chicago man has been charged with murder and aggravated arson for allegedly starting the fire. Some more things you should know today. A group of University of Chicago graduate students have a proposal to make a stretch of the Magnificent Mile car-free. The concept won this year's Harris Policy Innovation Challenge, and team members say there are vast benefits to having a pedestrian-centered cultural corridor in a bustling downtown area. Students say funding sources for the cultural mile would be a mix of city and federal grant or tax revenue and community partnerships. Training camp has tipped off for the Chicago Sky. It's the first training camp for new head coach Tyler Marsh, who was hired in November. The Sky will have a preseason game against the Brazilian national team on Friday, hosted by Louisiana State University. That's forward Angel Reese's alma mater. They'll begin WNBA preseason play against the Minnesota Lynx May 6th. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy and breezy with a high of 74, with temperatures falling this afternoon, down to a low of 43 tonight. Then tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies and a chance of afternoon rain. The high will be 52. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.